Revenge MD, this is Amber. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling to get some more information about the dermal fillers.
Sure, I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. Can you like explain to me what the difference is between a dermal filler and Botox?
So the difference between the two is that Botox is what is called a neuromodulator. A neuromodulator is what you would see products like Botox, Dysport, or what is the Botox alternative, and it's called Xeomin. So what those products do, they're used like for the upper face, can be used smoker's lines, lip flips. Sometimes they can be used in your masseters for when you clench your jaw or if you grind your teeth. And they can be used like in the armpits for sweating. So basically what that does is it freezes and relaxes those muscles so like the fine lines and wrinkles don't become more severe and defined. A dermafiller is a product that basically adds back volume to an area that has had volume loss or an area that is just needing more volume. So that's kind of like the basic difference between the two. We do carry a variety of both products. We have all three of the neuromodulators, which is that Dysport, Botox, Xeomin. And then we carry, like, a wide range of fillers from Juvederm to Versa to Radies, Kybella, Sculptra, Restylane. So we do carry a wide variety. Is there a specific area that you're maybe thinking about having treated?
Like, my cheek area? I just feel like it, like you had, how you said it, like, needs volume?
Yeah. So a lot of times after we turn 30, we start to lose collagen in that area, obviously. We start to lose it, like, in the jowl area. And so definitely sometimes what we can see kind of, like, that volume loss in it. Sometimes it can present even as, like, what may seem like a break or, like, a line. And a lot of times, again, that's just that collagen loss. And so, yeah, cheek filler would be what I like to use would be, like, a Radies or a Restylane. It just depends. Radies I like a lot because it's a calcium-based filler, and it goes all the way down to the bone, so it lasts a lot longer. It lasts about 18 to 24 months, depending on the patient.
Okay, and how much does the fillers cost for, like,
so normally our fillers, they range from $7 to $850, depends on the filler that you use. Normally, Radies is $700. I will say this, that most people that do have volume loss or have never had anything done to their cheeks will need probably more than one syringe, at least two minimum, but we do start with about one just because the product does have lidocaine in it and you do swell, and we don't want to overfill the area, obviously.
Right. And you see the results right away?
You do see the results right away, but like I said, most people are going to need probably about two, so it's really hard to say. Some people may even need more than that. Like, I have three in mine. So, I said, yeah, a syringe filler is about the equivalent of a ketchup packet, so it doesn't go as far as most people think.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like I said, most people just will need possibly, you know, I like to say at least count on at least two. Because, like, that swelling's going to go down, and then you're going to be like, well, I want more. And
yeah.
So most people are wanting to probably do at least two.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. You've given me a lot to think about.
And if you've never been seen in our office before, we are doing a new patient special, which we are offering $220 off the first syringe. So it would bring the first syringe to about $480, and then the second one comes out to about $7.
Okay, great. Is there, like, a waiting list, or get in pretty quickly?
Nope. I can book you an appointment. I have some availabilities actually even this week, but if you have a different day or time in mind, I can definitely get you scheduled.
I'm just going to think about it a little bit and then maybe give a call back later on.
Okay, perfect. Also, we do, I don't know if you've seen our website, but we also do have a text line as well, too. So if it's after hours on the weekend, you're more than okay to go ahead and reach out that way, too,
perfect.
And we can get you booked or online booking as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for all your help. I really appreciate it.
Of course, my pleasure. If you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them, okay?
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.